Well, every Friday we put the spotlight on a very important subject, and that very important subject is led by my co-host, Steve Chappell, WGVU grant writer. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you very much. And Mariano Avila in the house as well, leading this important discussion. Good morning to you, Mariano.
Good morning, Shelley.
Take it away, Steve.
Well, a key focus of WGVU Public Media as a service organization is, of course, to focus on equity for all of our residents in Grand Rapids and surrounding communities. And so we partner with those that are doing the equity work in our city to make it a better place for all residents. And we're very excited that Stacy Stout, assistant to the Grand Rapids City Manager, is here. And of course, our colleague Mariano Avila is our inclusion reporter under the brand of Mutually Inclusive.
And we're very happy to have Stacy because, well, among other things, she is going to tell us a little bit about the Neighborhood Summit, which is something you organize, right?
That's correct. Thank you for having me. Yes, the Grand Rapids Neighborhood Summit. This is the fourth annual event. It's going to be taking place Saturday, March 3rd. We've changed it to Saturday starting last year so more people could attend who work traditional weekday hours. So it's going to be at Grand Valley this year. Just a really exciting, really inclusive event. You mentioned that, Steve. Actually, the two official values of this event is actually resident voice and racial equity. And that came out of the evaluations from participants 2 years ago. And there was a really strong theme around those two topics. And so we try to embed that in everything we do for Summit, from the workshop offerings to removing as many barriers to attendance as possible, from having it on Saturday. We have childcare. We have limited spots, but our good friends at Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative offered childcare. And then Erica Soto, she's the Kids Summit coordinator. She's with the older kids from 6 to 12. It is so fun. We just had a meeting earlier this week. They're going to go to the Grand Rapids Symphony and watch Green Eggs and Ham. They're going to have the Children's Museum there. So we're really excited about this summit.
So can you tell us a little bit about what you're expecting to feature and what are some of the things that people can learn if they haven't ever been to it?
Okay, well, we're going to open up this space. We have, I like to feed people, so we're going to have the breakfast. And I know that might sound minor, but, you know, we're going to do a lot of thinking.
Community.
It is community. Yeah. You have to feed people. What would my mother say? So we're going to open it up with a keynote speaker just to kind of set the energy for the day, which is really positive, high energy, like Si Se Puede, that we can do this energy, from Dr. Rashida Weaver. She is out of the University of Vermont, and she does a lot of community entrepreneurialism. So like how communities come together and really create that economic equity in their communities, which is one of the, it's the theme of this year's summit, Beyond a Seat at the Table, which speaks to economic equity in neighborhoods. And so she's just like the perfect keynote, and she just has great energy, has a lot of community experience, and we're excited to have her. But then after that, we're expecting about 500 participants. So it's going to be a full house. Yes, we're really excited for it. But then they get to go to three different workshops. There's three different times for workshops, but every time slot has about 12 different offerings. So they're going to have a lot of different workshops that they can choose based on their interest and learning needs. So there's going to be workshops everywhere from community organizing to talking about how do we be a better ally in the role of social justice. Who is my neighborhood association and how do I connect with them, right? And so just like a variety of workshops from people all over the city. They'll get that. And then at lunch, it's really exciting. We have an opportunity through registration that they have the option to kind of have like an affinity lunch area with their neighbors from the same ward that they're in, so they can get to know their neighbors. So that's just gonna be a really fun activity at the lunch hour. And then some people are active, right? And they're like, you know what? We really want to stretch. We want to move. And so on the green, again, is at the DeVos Center downtown. They can stretch. We're going to have movement activities over the lunch so people can move and kind of help process. So, and then at the end, we're having closing remarks. We're going to feature some of the amazing residents that have received the Neighborhood Match Fund contracts. They've done great community projects. We're going to honor them at the end. And then we have what I call like a Price is Right style drawing for a lot of cool prizes from local businesses. We've been really intentional to get local businesses, like whether they're gift cards or gift baskets. And they get in that raffle if they visit our 15 information tables of more resources at those information tables. They get them punched or signed, put in the raffle, and they get really cool prizes.
Speaking of resources, I just want to applaud you and the City of Grand Rapids for that great website, which you get to by going to grcity.us/summit. And you have archived workshop materials, it looks like, from past workshops, and it gives the visitor to this website a great resource to learn not only more about the city, but some of the dynamic action that you're taking. You just stressed the resident voice. And one thing you said when you were hired in the press release was that you were partnering with residents as experts in their communities. And that stuck with me because so often we can talk about neighborhoods as almost inanimate objects, when, as all of us sitting here know, that our neighborhood is pretty special to us. We take pride. We look for a safe and quiet environment. So how does your efforts and the city's efforts and that of the Neighborhood 7 really try to accentuate the fact that you are experts, you have a voice, speak up? How do you speak up? I mean, how do they take an active role in making their neighborhood what they want it to be?
Well, there's a few ways that we infuse resident voice as our value into this event. One is that several of our speakers are residents. So we had friends over at Dwelling Place that brought a lot of the Heartside residents to Neighborhood Works. They've learned great just skills and strategies from that conference. They're coming back to Grand Rapids, and they're going to share what they learned in workshops. So literally, they are the experts teaching a lot of these workshops, the majority of these workshops, actually. I think another how people learn at these workshops is the peer learning from people that are in the audience with them. And so we've partnered with community partners and offer transportation to pick folks up, bring to and from the summit to make sure that residents are represented. Because we know there's a digital divide and people do register. We did transfer a lot of that information to the new website, which is grandrapidsmi.gov/summit. So again, grandrapidsmi.gov/summit, where they can sign up for that sort of thing as well. Oh, what I was going to say, I'm sorry, excuse me. There's a digital divide. And so what we did is we worked with these community partners so they can sign up in hard copy form to make sure that they can access the summit.
To go back a little bit, one of the closing events that you were talking about is the folks that have received a match fund. And I think that's a pretty exciting program. So it's also, as I understand it, your baby. So can you explain that one a little bit? Because folks need to know.
No, thank you, Mariana. I love talking about the Neighborhood Match Fund. This is a great opportunity. It actually came out, I want to believe, the first Neighborhood Summit. It was one of the recommendations from Summit participants to do a Neighborhood Match Fund. So basically, grassroots residents, everyday residents apply for a contract between $200 and $2,500 to do community projects in their neighborhood. And then they just have to match it with like volunteer hours, which you know how hard residents work. So volunteer hours, in-kind donations, cash donations, they just have to match it. So we've seen everything from the West Leonard mural right by that speedway across from West Grand Neighborhood Organization to community gardens, but community gardens with a twist. One was an outdoor learning lab for local Native Head Start. And so it's a way to grow traditional foods and medicine and connect with the neighbors. We've had others like wellness. They want to do a garden, but then from there, that's where they meet up and they walk the neighborhood together and build relationships. So I love the Neighborhood Match Fund. We're going to start accepting ideas again in March. So get your ideas ready.
And where do people submit them?
GrandRapidsMI.gov/NMF, which stands for Neighborhood Match Fund.
And there's another program that you have implemented. You have started to work with a series of folks who are going to be representing their neighborhoods and empowering, kind of organizing their neighborhoods. Can you tell us a little bit about that program?
Yeah, so the Neighborhood Economic Connectors is really, neighborhood associations are just so critical to the health and well-being of neighborhoods, and they all are at different capacity levels. So part of it is finding geographic areas within the W.K. Kellogg's Neighborhoods of Focus that currently are not being served by an association, and to see how we might help that community develop one or maybe merge with another, depending on what they need. It's not really up to us. It's up to the community. So we're going to ask them. But another part is how do we build capacity and help with the narrative with the current neighborhood associations? Because they're so busy serving community. Sometimes there's not enough capacity or bandwidth. People have to sleep, right? to get like a communications plan out there or a marketing plan together. So how do we support our amazing neighborhood associations and the work that they're doing? Because I really believe that with core capacity and equity lens, like that is going to be they're great conveners of residents. And again, residents are experts. They can convene that wisdom and help us do a better job at City Hall.
Down to just a couple minutes, if you would.
So I think one of the things that I'm excited about with the way the city has been moving since you've started working there is precisely this focus of bringing voices from neighbors, mm-hmm. not just neighborhoods as institutions or organizations, but neighbors, mm-hmm. Into City Hall. And so from someone who reports on this and also lives in the city, in a neighborhood, I think it's been quite a difference, but also an exciting moment for us to watch your work develop. And so I'm very glad that we can feature you today and talk about the programs that you've brought to our city.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, Steve.
I will just remind our listeners that if you've missed any part of this interview with Stacy Stout, Assistant to Grand Rapids City Manager, go to the Mutually Inclusive Radio webpage a little bit later this afternoon, so late Friday afternoon today, and you can click on and hear that interview in its entirety, as well as learn about some of the issues that Stacy has talked about with, we've had dialogue over the past several months with other organizations trying to make this a more equitable place for all of our residents.